too. I said, yeah. Yeah, you should be mad too, because Toledo gets the ball to start the second half, and they fumble the opening kickoff. And then they get, and then a dude gets tackled at like the 7 yard line. So Toledo is starting from their seven, just the way, you know, just the way you want to come out at the start of a second half. And now it's second and seven. And now we're going to get a sack. Run, run. You've got plenty of room. Greengrass, you got to get the first down. What are you doing? What are these people doing? I mean, you got to, I think they're going to give them the first, but man, you got to aggressively get that last yard. Not run casually out of bounds, dude. Okay, they got the first. They got the first. Let's freaking go, Toledo. Let's go. It's better, Toledo. It's better. Hey, Toledo. Toledo. That away. That away. You know, Ramona, I was thinking about giving out Christmas wishes. I heard my man Jason talking to Ben and Kwok, and he was lamenting the fact that I'm not a Brock Purdy fan. Because Brock Purdy had a big game last night. Do you notice Jason? Jason goes on that. He's able to make that argument about one time a year. See, and therein lies the problem.
Why?
Because Brock Purdy plays well about one time a year. So that's why he can make that argument. He waits until last night. Today to make that argument.
Right.
There's been no mention of Brock Purdy for like a year because he's sucked. All right, but now Jason, off of a 5-touchdown performance, you know, again, what's that old adage about a blind squirrel finding a nut once in a while? Hey, I got a Christmas wish for Brock Purdy. I wish he an NFL arm.
Is he the one with the little hands? Who's the one with the little hands?
That's Kenny Pickett.
Oh, that's
But you know what's funny? You know what's funny? Somehow we got in the conversation about Lou Babalola yesterday. And remember, I was recounting that story about Oliver Purnell with Lou Babalola. And somebody wrote me yesterday and said, you know, Babalola looked more like a tight end than a basketball player. Because we were laughing about some of the players that Larry Shyatt brought in, the backyard wrestlers. You know, that's very true. Except, Ramona, except Lou Babalola had hands that made Kenny Pickett look like a giant.
No way. Can they get smaller like than that? That's pretty bad.
Lou Babalola had like child's doll hands.
Oh, no.
He had the smallest hands like of anybody that size I've ever seen in my life.
That's terrible.
I mean, just like somehow, like he was the victim of some dark hand transplant
experiment.
Surgery in which they removed his original hands
and put smaller
put
ones
child's
on
hands
all
on
they
him.
Could come up with some small hands.
Yeah, exactly. Apparently. Oh, look at Toledo. They've got the ball out from the shadow of their goal line, at least. There's that. So Ramona, the next time we punt, this is how optimistic I am, Ramona. So the next time we punt, we'll at least have flipped the field, because all we do in this game is punt. We mean Toledo, because Ramona and I have Toledo against all odds, apparently, because the spread exploded in Louisville's favor today for some reason. By the way, there's a great run. Let's go. Good go. It's another first down. How about that, Ramona? We're actually moving the ball a little bit. We know something bad's going to happen, though. We know it is.
Something bad.
We've moved the ball like 50 yards, but we know something bad is impending doom. That's the theory here. Yeah. Hey, let me tell you, if you have impending doom and your heat goes in the middle of winter, that's no good. I mean, unless it's like in the next couple of days when it's supposed to be like 70. But other than that, I think I read that we're going to return to frigid weather after that. And if you lose your heat during the middle of the night, you're going to need to know who to call. And you're going to call my friends at Ace Home Co. That's who you're calling. Look, when a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team upstate families count on. They handle everything, repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central air, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating, too, from furnaces to thermostats, Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. Their certified techs deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliable. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups will help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Go is offering a free fall maintenance for your new customers. How about that? $189 value. Take advantage of that. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. You will 100% thank me later. All right.
You reminded me of something when you said it was 70 degrees.
Yeah.
I decorated my house, right? With my Christmas stuff and everything.
Oh, good.
And I have this little snowman that hangs on the door.
Yeah.
But I don't want to put it out because it's not cold enough to keep the spiders from getting on him.
I thought it was going to be some story about the melting snowman. No, I should have realized it would all revert back to spiders.
He's a stuffed snowman.
Yeah, I know, but I thought it was like in keeping with the theme or whatever.
Well, usually you know, 30, 20, like that, and it's nice and cold, no spiders.
Yeah.
You know, I want to bring it back in the house when it's all over, and I don't want spiders all over it.
So you're worried about Frosty maybe transporting spider.
Yes, he's cute, and I don't want him all ruined.
It ain't cold enough
to put him out.
Did he catch that ball?
I can't make everybody feel warm.
There's a flag. Fuzzy. He caught that ball.
See, they're marking. Trying to distract you.
No, hold on.
You.
This is more important. Wait, no, we'll get back to your spiders and snowmen. The ball is on the goal line. I mean, but Toledo's walking the other way. So they're going to call another flag on Toledo. Is that it? What's it going to be this time? What's it going to be this time? What's the flag going to be this time? Holding, is that it? 74 is looking guilty.
Just take this one as a loss.
No, I'm not taking it as a loss. We just completed a pass down the goal line. Oh, come on. He let him go. He got whipped and let him go.
You're too vested.
Come on, now we're not even in field goal range. What is going on here? Oh, come on, man. Now we're all the way back. We were at the goal line, Ramona. We were going to take the lead. See, I knew these officials were in the bag. That's what we're talking about. That's awful. Okay, so now we have to try a 40-yard field goal, which is no guarantee. All right, you can get in. Even you Brock Purdy lovers are entitled to get in. We let anybody in around Christmas time. We accept people with wet noodle arms, and we don't care, and we accept y'all. Christmas time, you can get in. All right, so Toledo is trailing 7-3. They had the ball at the goal line on a completed pass. It was first down. They were going to score and take the lead. Now we have to try a 40-yard field goal. I'm not optimistic. What's going on here? Let's see. Let's see about this kick, Ramon, right now. That kick is up, and it is no good, right? No good. Missed it to the right. Just shoot me. Clark, how are you, Clark?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Clark.
How you guys doing?
Well, I was doing better a second ago before Toledo missed the field goal. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Everything's we're still all systems go.
Good.
The mass is they've shrunk it down about half the size.
All right.
Yep. And they said they're gonna keep trying until it gets as small as it can, and they're going there and take his kidney, and then you know we'll see after that how everything goes.
It's gonna go great.
Good. Thanks for all the prayers and everything guys do. And, not just for him, for everybody that's fighting the C word, you know, it's just it's a lot. Anyway, the playoffs, I feel like it's going to be an all Big Ten national championship.
Yeah, I could see that. I think the Big Ten's won the last two titles.
Yep, I think Oregon's going to beat Indiana if they get past Texas Tech. Is that it?
Yeah. The pathway for Oregon and Texas Tech, either one of them, is just brutal. It's brutal. First of all, they have to beat the other. So from Texas Tech standpoint, they have to beat Oregon. From an Oregon standpoint, they have to beat Texas Tech. And then there's a good chance that the winner would have to beat Indiana and Ohio State consecutively after that. So, in other words, you could play the other three top teams in the country.
Yeah. Is Miami They're playing Ohio. Is that the Orange Bowl they're playing them in?
Yeah, I think Miami. I think Miami has a legitimate chance against Ohio State because of the line of scrimmage. So that's what I think is the real key in that game. I think people are sort of counting Miami out. But I wouldn't do that because I just think. I mean, look, I get it all depends on Carson Beck, and that's been my issue with Miami all year. It was my issue before the season. That was my concern. But the reality is that, you know, as long as he doesn't face 40-mile-an-hour winds, and I doubt he gets that again, I think he's dangerous because he's very accurate when he has time. So I think that's going to be an incredible game.
Yeah. I still feel like Ohio State, they just have so much depth and so much talent. It's just hard to beat that. And I feel like, it'll be a toss-up in the national championship game if those two make it. But anyway, I won't keep you long. You got a lot of callers.
What if I told you, Clark, that in my opinion, I think Miami may actually be better both on the offense and defensive line than Ohio State is?
I mean, yeah, I can see it. And Miami's really played well the past two games. And that one player they have, that Bane.
Yeah.
He's
good. Not just him. It's he and Mesidor, both defensive ends. They're both going to be, potential round one picks. There's some people who don't like Bane because of his arm length, but I mean, dude's just a player, so we shall see. But I'm very interested in that game. I'm interested in all these games. I think we have an amazing slate of four playoff games. This is the best playoff we've ever.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's the best playoff we've ever had, and obviously it's the second year of 12. But this playoff, you know, people have done nothing but whine and complain about this playoff. But all the whining and complaining, I think, is about to end because we have four tremendous games.
Yeah, it's the best so far. I won't be on here until after Christmas, but I wanted to wish little brother down in Columbia, South Carolina, Merry Christmas. It's still 28-14. See you all.
Thank you, Clark. Yeah, and again, I want to talk about the issue of buys and what it means, and something that I found really surprising coming from Dan Lanning, and I want to talk about that in a little bit. Lanning had some comments about buys last year, and I want to and recently about the system from last year, but now he has some new comments that I want to address, and we will get to that in due time. Apparently Louisville throws better when the quarterback gets clobbered because now they're in Toledo territory. So Toledo goes, Ramona, from having first down in the 1-inch line to missing a 40-yard field goal, and now Louisville is in plus territory. And again, these calls continue to mount against Toledo. I'm telling you, Ramona, when a spread goes from 8 to 11.5, somebody knows something. Sorry, they do. Greg, how are you, Greg? Good to have you.
I'm fantastic, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Greg. Appreciate you getting in.
Thanks. I was gonna bring Ramona a tiny little backpack with some ice cubes in it for her to put on her snowman so it'll ward off the spiders. You think that might work?
It might help. Yeah, it might help.
if I get time, but right now we're doing a little prep work for our traditional Christmas Eve morning breakfast that I'm going to cook for everybody tomorrow.
Oh, good. What does that consist of?
Grits, eggs, whatever style you'd like, bacon, sausage, toast, pancakes, biscuits, although I cheat on the biscuits. They're not from scratch. They're what Jerry Clower called Watt biscuits. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
You hit them against the counter, and they go whop, and then they open up.
Yeah.
I think I wanted to mention that I've been easing up the ladder on underdogs.
Okay.
I hadn't mentioned it. Yeah, because Well, I took some advice for a little while. Some folks said I should, maybe I'm jinxing myself by mentioning it on the air. And but then I thought, you know, it's bad luck to be superstitious.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but anyway, we'll get down as quick as we can with those ice cubes. And
oh, that'll make all the difference. Yes, we need that.
I'll pick you up something on the way, man.
Yeah, yep. 100%.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling the game for us. I don't have time to watch it, so keep me updated.
Merry Christmas. He was saying something. I cut him off. Louisville is now driving to score. This is absolute nonsense right here. Ramona, I'm telling you right now, there's no question somebody knew something. I mean, all these penalties on Toledo, they're just down the goal
That's
line ready to take
scary,
the lead.
Isn't
I mean,
it?
I,
yeah.
I just,
I'm beginning I'll, to be with you.
Yeah, a line
I'm
that moves.
Be,
look,
pessimistic like
yeah,
you.
A line that moves from 8 to 11, and now Louisville's at the 5-yard line. Yeah, this. Yeah. By the way, I think did Clark ask about the Miami game in terms of where it was played? It's the Cotton Bowl, Clark. I don't know if you asked me that or not. It seems to me that I remember you saying something about that. So it's I believe that that's the Cotton Bowl. So that you know, the Orange Bowl is Texas Tech and Oregon. The Rose Bowl is Indiana, Alabama, and the Sugar Bowl, of course, is Georgia and Ole Miss. We're going to talk about this and what this means and the sites and everything else. We're going to get to more of that. That is coming your way. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about Krispy Kreme. And Louisville just scored a touchdown, Ramona. So now we are actually losing. Really coincidentally, this is all an amazing coincidence. All those penalties against Toledo, an amazing coincidence. Toledo at the 1-inch line, missing a 40-yard field goal, amazing coincidence. let me tell you about Krispy Kreme and the Reese family. They've been doing donuts since the early 60s and doing it the right way. No one does it like the Reese family and Krispy Kreme. You can bring the kiddies and watch them make the donuts right there. They make them where they sell them. It's Krispy Kreme donuts. They're the home of the New York cheesecake donuts, the greatest donut humanity's ever conceived of. Ramona thinks it's the Oreo cookie donuts. Ramona, I know we have Christmas donuts because we had them the other day, courtesy of our friend John.
Yeah, and I just had one this morning.
Oh, that's nice of you. Nice of you to bring me one back.
After you took the whole rest of the dozen home.
Said, nice of you to bring me
would.
One back. You could have brought me one back.
You said no.
That was then. This is now. It's
okay,
a different day.
Okay, so when
day.
You say no, it means
it meant,
talk it, you into it,
it. It meant no that day. This is a different day.
Okay. Well,
I ate three donuts
well,
that day. So
frozen,
this is a different day.
So
I've
I'll ate, bring you
I've
some.
Eaten zero today.
I'll bring you some.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
still there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had the Santa Belly. The Santa Belly is a round donut with the cream in the middle.
Yeah.
And he's decorated like his jacket.
Yes.
And
yeah.
then they have Charlie Brown's decorated like an ornament.
Yeah, I had the Charlie Brown ornament
yeah.
with the brownie
the
batter.
The brownie batter
filling.
In it. That was good.
That
huh?
was incredible.
I haven't had that one yet.
Yes, I had that.
And then I had, and then they got a glazed one decorated with a wreath and a Sniffy one. The Sniffy one is cookies and cream filling in the middle.
Oh, that would be,
and
your, yeah, that'd be yours.
Decorated
yeah,
like
so
a Sniffy
I had,
one.
I
had one of those too the other
I
day.
I ate two New York Super Cheesecake donuts and a Charlie Brown ornamental donut that was had the brownie batter mix on the inside. That
courtesy
was awesome.
Courtesy of our friend John.
Yes, courtesy of our friend
yes.
John, right, which
yes.
I said that earlier. Yeah,
yeah.
So all your cold weather drinks, all your warm weather drinks if it changes. But they've got you covered. Krispy Kreme, Anderson, Spartanburg, get there. You'll thank me later. All right. It is Hal and Robert, two excellent callers, as soon as we get back. If you want to join the excellent caller board, then you can get in right now and add your name to it. Walt to the Road Rage, we have miles to go.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family-owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
Hey, Mom, checking in on you and Dad. I saw there was a huge storm in your area last night.
Oh, we're
great. Power is out in our neighborhood, but thank goodness our Generac home standby generator gave us backup power so your father could sleep. We didn't skip a beat.
Oh, wonderful. I know that CPAP is his lifeline at night, and with me living a state away, I can rest easy knowing you're both safe. Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
Call Central Electrical Services at 864-556-8002 for your free estimate today and peace of mind for your loved ones.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5255. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Roosters wants to help you give the perfect gift this holiday season. Stuff those stockings with gift cards and shave kits and get their gift boxes for under the tree. Get 10% off products from now until the 24th of December. Give your dad or man in your life the gift of feeling good this season at Roosters. Roosters Men's Grooming Center, located on 3935 Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina. Call them at 884-8920 for your next appointment.
At B&D Family Jewelers, value and trust come first. Make this Christmas sparkle with fine jewelry for the holidays, weddings, or any occasion. Explore on-site repairs and looking to sell? We buy gold, silver, platinum, old jewelry, and sterling flatware for someone special or treat yourself. Visit B&D Family Jewelers, 1600 John B. White Boulevard in Spartanburg, or check us out at bndfamilyjewelers.com. B&D Family Jewelers can help make your special occasion memorable.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text AREA to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7 for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
And the Reese family, they've been doing donuts since the early 60s and doing it the right way.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. 'Tis the night of the dear Savior's birth. weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage, we are back. By the way, Merry Christmas to all of you. I don't care whether we argue, we fight. I mean, we're all one family. I consider you all my family. Everyone who listens to this show, participates, you know, just listens. I consider you all my family. And I really wish you a tremendous Christmas. Very Merry Christmas. And I remember the reason for the season, and happy holidays, and enjoy yourself, stuff your faces, and stay safe. So all that. Hal and Robert and Trey right now. Hal, how are you, Hal? Good to have you.
Man, I tell you, I lost a couple of years of my life on Saturday watching my Bears play. I joked with my wife after the game. I was like, "Sweet, I might have to, you know, seriously consider switching to Catholicism, because divine intervention is the only reason, the only explanation I could come up with to how we won that game." Yeah. She didn't find that joke as funny as I did, but there was a part of it that was kind of like, "I'm, you know, maybe somewhat serious. I can't figure out how we won that game." But you know, we did win, so by golly, we're going to enjoy it and move on to the next week.
You recovered an onside kick now, which allegedly is impossible.
It should be, because you have to announce it.
Yeah, you have to tell them. Point out exactly where you're kicking it, what speed it's going to be at. You have to provide them all the information before you try it.
I was screaming at the TV as, you know, my team was just walking out nonchalantly kicking that field goal. And I'm like, guys, we got to kick it off and make the field goal before the 2-minute warning. And they just didn't agree at all, because they took their sweet time. And then, of course, you know, by the time the kick goes through, you know, it's minute 57 left and the 2-minute warning is between the possessions. And I was just like, oh, well, we lost. Yeah. I was like, that was terrible.
Yeah.
But I was wrong. You know, when Bob wants a win, I guess he gets a win.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
And I don't want to take away, I mean, that was one heck of a throw by Caleb as well.
It was.
Yeah. And,
you know, they don't ask him to do too much. You know, for the most part, you know, they're setting the table for him to the best that they can, and it's so far so good. It's worked.
Yeah, that offensive line definitely makes the defenses have to creep in a little bit, because they just pound you into dust.
Yeah.
And it can be frustrating, you know, when our defense allows these teams to have, you know, 5 to 10 minute drive.
Yep. Uh-oh. Hal?
That's majority of the time, but they still pulled it off. But I guess also, I wanted to get your take on this, is you know, just looking at quarterback going to a competent franchise, right? I mean, we had, you know, a few quarterbacks we thought were busts, and then they go to, like, a franchise that knows what they're doing, and suddenly, you know, we realize, well, maybe they're not a bust after all. You know, Sam Darnold being one, you know, we thought he was terrible playing for the Panthers and the Jets. Everyone looks bad playing for the Jets, apparently. And then he was nearly an MVP last year. He's playing solidly this year. We saw that with Daniel Jones until he unfortunately got hurt. Although Phillip Rivers played pretty well last night, minus one throw. It's just their defense couldn't come up with a stop at all.
Yeah,
but
I would suggest this to you, Hal. I would suggest that some guys just take longer to develop than others. And I, honestly, a lot of these guys looked terrible early on. And I don't think it was just the system they were in or just the coaching they were getting. I think part of it is just they needed to mature and learn the game. So much of the game at the NFL level is from the neck up. And I think it just takes time for a lot of these guys to learn it. Now, you know, Brady the other day talked at length about how everyone loves to rank quarterbacks. He said they ought to be ranking offensive coordinators and ranking quarterback coaches as to these guys' development. So he said you should be ranking them from 1 to 32 because that'll tell a tale, too. And I think he's right about that. So, obviously.
Oh,
so,
sure.
So, you know, I think it's all part of the equation. You know, some guys get it early and get it right away. But for the most part, most take time to develop.
Yeah, because it is a amazing. Because I don't, you know, because for a lot of positions, it's not really the case, right? Yeah. I mean, you look at, you know, Myles Garrett. He's going to dominate no matter what team he plays for.
Yeah.
You know, and you see the same with Hopkins. You know, no matter who his quarterback was, he found ways to, you know, to dominate. But it seems like, you know, quarterbacks, they kind of have to. They also have to be good, but you know, they also have to find the right fit for them. Otherwise, you know, you can. And I wonder how many quarterbacks that could have been good that we missed out on.
Yeah, look, I think that's. I don't think there's any question. It's all part of that equation. You're 100% right.
Yeah. Well, anyway, that was all I wanted to bring.
Thank
and,
you, Al. Congrats to your Bears.
The rest of your show.
Yeah, congrats, Al.
Thank
congrats
you.
To your Bears. Merry Christmas. Louisville is about to score again. They just, you know. You got to get rid of this push stuff. You just do. You got to play football. That's not football. And they would have just been stopped on a fourth down. But, Ramona, I'm telling you right now, this stinks to high heaven. I never say this, but this.
Don't say that.
Stinks to high heaven. The fact that the line jumped 3 points today, I just think is ridiculous if that's the case. And when we played this, we played it at like 7. What's the line in our contest? 7.5 in this game? And now it's 11.5? I don't know. I don't know. In Louisville's favor. Now, look, Brown is playing, which I didn't expect he was going to play. So that's a factor. But awful lot of penalty calls on Toledo, including when they were at the 1-inch line. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Lord, I'm doing great. I hope y'all are, and I wish y'all a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Robert.
I'm thinking about it. Just to follow on Hal just a little bit, and then I got a couple of other things. I don't watch a lot of NFL, but I'm going to tell you what, that Chicago-Green Bay game, that was a great game.
It was.
I mean, that was a very entertaining, my kind of football
maybe.
Game.
Maybe more than great.
Yeah. Ben Johnson, that's who I wanted the Raiders to get. And I know that he would never go to a franchise that's run like the Raiders, but he's going to be a good head coach.
Well, he's done a great job far, no question.
He absolutely has. Now, listen, I love Jordan Love. I think he's a great quarterback, but Green Bay was running the football, and when he got hurt, I thought, well, that's going to make Green Bay have to LaFleur to have to run the ball even more. I think Green Bay's going to end up winning this game. And they probably should have if they could have recovered an onside kick.
Yeah,
but I mean, the way that game was being played, it was just very entertaining.
Yeah, you know, again, I mean, sometimes it comes down to the obvious, and the obvious was, you know, the NFL onside kicks just basically, as a rule, don't work. Well, this one did, and Green Bay lost because of it.
Yep. Just a quick comment on that Ohio State-Miami game. We can talk about it. I guess you're going to be on next week, at least a couple days.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, maybe.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be on.
I don't think Miami's going to be able to run the ball on Ohio State the way they did on Texas A&M. And it looked to me like in that game they were doing everything they could to keep from letting Carson Beck lose that game for them.
Yeah, and look, they're not going to run on Ohio State the same way they did on A&M. No, A&M's an undersized defensive front, and that's why I was begging Miami all game long to just hand the ball to Fletcher. Basically in the A gap and just run the friggin' ball. But and they were reluctant to want to do that. But while I don't think they're gonna run the same efficiency, I do think that Fletcher is a beast, and the Miami offensive line has NFL talent on it. So they should be able to run the ball. The question's going to be, can Carson Beck help balance that out?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I talked to you last week about, you know, why was Miami rated so low in rushing offense nationally and in the ACC. But it was really nice to see Fletcher. That was entertaining there as well, watching him run the football. I really enjoyed that, even though I picked Texas A&M.
But, well, you know, look, I was in a conversation with a couple of people on Twitter. My belief there was that that Miami was simply more talented than A&M, and I think that proved out. I think they were the better team. I think they just had more dudes. That's it. They won because they had more dudes. A&M had a great season. They had great pass rush defensive ends, but they're an undersized defensive front, and I felt they could be run on. And Miami really couldn't throw it and didn't even want to try throwing it in the wind. But when they stopped with the trick plays and just handed the ball to Fletcher, Texas A&M really did not have an answer for that.
Yeah, yeah. Now, on to the reason why I called. Walt, I need a Christmas present from you. I've got a 100% profit boost on the NBA for 2 to 3 picks right now.
100% profit boost.
100%. Yeah, I don't. I never pick NBA games, and I guess they're trying to.
I've never seen that before. How about that?
I haven't either. I haven't either. But here's the deal. I bet I can count on one hand the number of NBA games I've watched since '93. You know, I grew up. I was a lifelong Celtics fan. And Len Bias passing, and
now you have
Larry
Hugo
Bird
Gonzalez. You have Hugo Gonzalez with the Celtics.
I don't even know, Walt.
That's a fact.
NBA.
That's a fact. The guy who's playing well of late for the Boston Celtics is a dude named Hugo Gonzalez.
All right. Well, I need 3 picks from you, Walt. Bless me on Christmas here. I want to play this 100% profit boost. Give me some NBA action here.
Well,
I'll wing it if I have to.
Well, I'll have to look at the numbers. I'll look at the numbers. Stay tuned. I'll look at the numbers during a break and see what I can do. Plus, I also want to see if that.
You know, I'll stay tuned.
Yes. Yep. 100%. All right, Robert. Merry Christmas, Robert. Thank you. All right, we need to take a quick break. When we get back, it is Trey, Rudy, and Zeke, all of you, coming to you. It's a busy Christmas. It's a pre-Christmas. Get on in. We're talking college football and more all day long on Road Rage. Quick break. And, oh, by the way, Ramon, this game's over. So Louisville up 21-3 now. We'll be back.
Fall weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard when preparing meals for family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to fresh seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're traveling or heading to the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter just for you. The Ingles Floral Department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. Take it from me. You'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
It's bow time.
two Bojangles steak biscuits for $5 means two times the tender, two times the flavor, two times the country fried, change your life, need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today. It's bow time.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to Hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy, Hims.com/joy.
This is Coach Dabo Swinney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code YEAR to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code YEAR for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code YEAR for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Tula Road Rage, we are back. Ramona, Toledo has scored, unless they call another penalty, on a 4th and 11. This was actually a missile strike here. This is a good throw. I haven't seen many good throws out of this dude, but that was a good throw on 4th and 11. He threw a guided missile strike right down the middle. So Toledo on the board with the touchdown. Remember, they got scammed out of a touchdown earlier. Let me tell you where you will never be scammed out of the best food. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. Hey, listen, Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar, an incredible lunch and dinner spot right off I-385. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is the move. Just a quick hop from downtown Greenville or Simpsonville. Exit onto Butler Road towards Malden. You're there in about a half mile. Moretti's is serving authentic Buffalo New York style favorites. They hit perfectly at lunchtime. Their stone oven pizza is thicker than New York City crust, light, crisp, never doughy. It's awesome. We've had it. The Buffalo wings are insane. They're authentic Buffalo wings, real Buffalo wings. This is Moretti's. If you want something hearty but quick, try their beef on weck. It's thin sliced roast beef piled high on a sea salt caraway roll with horseradish and odd juice. It's just unbelievable. It's a Buffalo classic and a power lunch favorite. Power lunch, power dinner, it's all incredible. Moretti's also has subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, pasta, calzones, and more, plus a full bar and a great sports vibe, including the famous Little John Coliseum table. Ramona, I guess this is still in play, right? On the bringing a toy in, I guess?
It's to the 25th.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so
you have a couple
You got a couple days if you want to help out a kid in need. Right now, you can make a kid's holiday brighter. Bring a toy by Moretti's for their holiday toy drive and get a free cocktail or dessert as a thank you from Moretti's. It's just that simple. So let's do that. Let's do that today and tomorrow, and let's do it. Let's get going. So for your next lunch, skip the drive-through. Hit Moretti's, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just minutes off of I-385. Moretti's, the perfect lunch spot where everyone's a regular. I promise you will thank me later. Lines are completely jammed. I'm coming to you. It's Trey first, right? Trey, how are you, Trey? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. How you doing?
Good, Trey. Appreciate you getting in.
So I got a quick question for you. I've heard like rumors, and maybe not rumors, but I think it's actually happening. Can you explain to me this whole situation with like the extra year that Adam Randall and Cade are supposedly maybe getting, or is that just kind of like hearsay?
I've not seen any conclusion on that. If there's been some decision on that, I know there was supposed to be, but I have not seen any final word on that. And I think I would have had one come down.
But like, do you know the reasoning on like why, like how is it even a possibility? Like, where are they trying to push?
Yeah, it's the Trey. What happened? That connection did not sound good. I think we lost it, Trey. Trey, again, the whole issue right now is, to me, is convoluted, and I don't know what the final answer is going to be. But, yeah, in theory, there's a chance that that some of these players could get an additional year. And I've read the arguments for it, against it, and I don't really have a view on what's going to happen with it. I don't know what the final conclusion is. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think anybody has had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. I don't know. Whatever the issue is, it's a personal matter. It impacts your well-being. Don't move to Idaho and live off the grid. Get eaten by a grizzly bear. Stay here. Call David Green, the Green Law Firm. But David, by the way, is a Clemson grad. Has been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available so you can get your life back. Whether you put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or with an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. The Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind, the results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself a big favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session. Free. 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's green, G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. Let me just check something here. Let me just see if there's anything on this. you know, again, to answer his question, it's the core 5 years to play four rule still exists, but you have legal challenges. It's the poverty. It's a five. It's a 5-in-5 rule, which aims to make permanent extensions for more players, and that's where we are now. I don't believe there's been any conclusion to this, and I don't see it. So that's where we are. And the bottom line is you would get an extra year of NCAA eligibility after you graduate due to any injury that prevents you from playing one of the four seasons prior. And I don't know how this all ends, but it's basically a 5-for-5 if it's found in the players' favor. So look, we are moving towards a world where players want to stay in college indefinitely because they continue to get paid ridiculous amounts of money, and they do it with no threat. You go to the pros and you don't make it, there's your threat. To the phones, it's Rudy, Zeke, and Jason, all good callers. Rudy, how are you, Rudy?
Good too, my friend. How you doing?
Good, Rudy. Good to have you. Merry Christmas, Rudy.
I appreciate you. Let me tell you this. There's some guy in Fairplay over here that's must be out in his backyard. He sounds like Rambo up there. So I guess if he's looking to hit me, he must be a really, really bad shot. God bless him, whatever. Yeah. Wow, what's going on? Hey, real quick.
Send one of your attack donkeys after him, Rudy.
Well, you know, they take no prisoners.
That's right.
Matter of fact, here she is right now. You probably hear. Yeah, here we go. Let's see.
I did hear her.
Hey, how about that, Walt?
I love it.
She is. Oh, there she goes. Oh, yeah, there you go.
That's awesome.
Okay. That's the first
donkey we've ever heard on the show, Rudy. Now we have heard some jackasses before, Rudy, but never a donkey.
Her name is Josephine. So there you go.
Josephine, I love it.
Road rage.
Official mascot donkey. Yes.
Yeah. but if he keeps it up, I may have to unleash her tonight. I don't know.
Yeah. There you go.
But anyway, Walt, let me talk about baseball right here. What's going on with your Mets? Are they trying to tank?
I don't know, Rudy. But we're finishing in fourth place. I'm 100% convinced of that.
Fourth. They get every decent player out of there. What's going on?
I don't know. I mean, Captain Moneybags is doesn't want to spend. I don't know what their plan is, but it's not a good plan. I'm pretty clear of that.
As a Braves fan, I'm glad to see it, but I'm just thinking, you know, this guy's got all the money in the world. What is he doing?
Yeah, I have no idea. I might be joining forces with you guys. I might be switching sides. I've about had it.
Come on over to the light. The Mets and the Phillies are dark side. So
that's exactly
you'd
right.
have to be coming over to the Jedi.
That's right.
Jedi side. Yeah,
I'm living on the dark side of the moon.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, first of all, let me tell you this. I want to thank you, Ramona, because it's hard to live. It really is. Life is hard. And you and Ramona, from 3 to 7 every day, man, y'all make life better for a lot of people that are going through a lot of things that a lot of people don't know about.
That's very kind of you.
Some people just won't say it because they're embarrassed, but I'm grateful for you and her because y'all make me laugh. You make me cry. You make me pull over on the side of the road sometimes because I can't drive. And it's just, I appreciate what you do for this area and for the people listening worldwide because I know you got people from Utah calling in, Texas. It's all good. So I just want to thank you for what you and Ramona do.
That's very kind of you, Rudy. That's one of the nicest things anyone's ever said to us. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
But you make life a lot better for all of us. But, well, I'm going to give a prediction because I guess you're off the rest of the week, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to give a prediction of Clemson. I won't say it's going to be a nail biter, but I think Tom Allen's going to draw something up because of his old clan there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Clemson 23, Penn State 20.
Okay. I
appreciate
that.
You. I'm going to get off the phone because Josephine looks like she's fixed the holler again. So I'll see you.
Thank you. Josephine the donkey.
I thought he was gonna a dog. I didn't realize this was donkey.
No, he has donkeys. It. Yeah, that's the first. Like I said, that's the first time we've ever heard a donkey on air.
I know.
We've had jackasses.
Oh yeah.
But,
oh yeah.
But no
those.
Donkeys.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that?
So that's absolutely awesome. The Road Rage official mascot is now Rudy's donkey Josephine. We love that. That's just too funny. Zeke and Jason, I'm coming right to you on the other side. So don't move. Don't go anywhere. We will get to you in a couple minutes. Before we do any of that, let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of the Roar. You probably remember me mentioning them back in the day. Well, Brian and company are back. They're back advertising with us and want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for all kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong storms and wind gusts throughout the year, and we all have that one tree in our yard that looks a little suspect, like it might fall or damage your property if it had the chance, so don't let it happen. And some of us have way more than one. I'm not joking when I say Brian Franklin literally saved my life. At the very least, he saved my home. It's inarguable. I mean, I had to have like 20 trees taken out. He told me to save some, and I did save those. He was right about all of it. Free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services. They're fully insured and committed to top quality work. It's the Franklin Tree Service. It's Brian Franklin, great guy. 864-947-9065, 947-9065. They're simply the best, period. Quick break, Zeke and Jason.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's best jewelry store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's best jewelry store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
At Koala Institute.